48 minutes past the 7 o'clock hour. Here on AM 930, 103.9 FM, KROE. Happy Friday.
James, I bet it's a happy Friday.
It's a happy Friday
you.
For me.
I'm standing for the morning show.
Bob, this is a bad signal to you. You can't come back soon enough. I'm ready for this to be over. I don't know if I'm cut out for
James
this.
James starting his day at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, 4:30. Yeah, it's
I
been
starting here.
Yeah.
Hey, how do people do it?
You come in with a smile.
TV morning show.
No, truly. Yeah, it's not. I could probably be a.
Not for night owls.
I could probably. Yeah, I know. I could probably do like the overnight security guard type of thing, where you start at 5 and go till, you know, 3 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But 5 to.
5 in the morning.
5 a.m. to 3 p.m. is not. That's not my calling, I don't think. Anyways, today is August 15th. It is Ben Affleck's birthday.
Okay.
53 years old. He's younger than I thought he was, I'll be honest. I thought he was in his 60s, but he was only, I think he was only 19 or 20 when he wrote Good Will Hunting or something like that, which is crazy to me. Joe Jonas, the singer,
he's
36 years old.
Jonas Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
He was also
big
in
with
a movie.
My age group.
He was in Jungle, what's the one with The Rock and...
I don't know if you want to start to try to remember names given yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're thinking of Jumanji.
Jumanji.
The remake of Jumanji, the second movie.
Yes.
Jennifer Lawrence, she is 35 years old.
Great actress. Winter's Bone was amazing.
Winter's Bone, Silver Linings Playbook. She's in a bunch of stuff. Great actress. It happened today, August 15th, Procter & Gamble. They unveiled its Crisco shortening.
When?
1911.
Okay. That is some good stuff. I use it still today.
You use shortening? I didn't know that. I thought
Crisco
you were a butter
shortening.
Personing.
I am, like, but sometimes in cookies, if you do half and half,
comes out better.
Yeah.
I was saying. Okay, all right. Shortening is just butter without the butter,
lard.
Right?
They just essentially renamed it, I think.
Yeah, lard's a worse name. 1939, on August 15th, the MGM musical The Wizard of Oz premiered at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood.
That movie scared me.
Really? Which part?
The monkeys and the witch.
The Wicked Witch of the... Whatever. Which is the bad one? The West
is the good one.
West is the good one. And you know what's funny? Apparently, I don't remember either. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. Apparently, it was the opposite off the screen.
Mm.
The Wicked Witch of the... Whoever the bad person was during the movie was actually incredibly nice off screen.
And the
good person
Glenda,
in the movie
the good witch,
was not nice on screen.
Hmm.
There's a lot of interesting facts about that movie. They made the snow in that movie using pure asbestos.
Wow.
Because they had no idea that it could... affect your health, unfortunately. So they made it with pure asbestos, and there were people just running around.
Jeez, what happened to where?
Yeah,
need
I don't
to
know.
Do a cast. Where are they now?
There's probably a lot of.
How did they die?
Probably a lot of effects from that. Obviously, that are hard to track.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of interesting little factoids from that movie that are kind of weird. 1945. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but the 1945 officially August 15th, the Allies proclaimed VJ Day. One day after Japan agreed to surrender unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
So VJ Day was officially today. 1969, August 15th, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair opened in upstate New York.
And what, two kids were born?
Yeah, we read that recently on the
on your calendar.
On the calendar that we have that has a bunch of fun facts. And yeah,
two
I guess
children were
two
born
or three children or something like that. Yeah, were born.
How about that, being that kid? And guess what? You were born at Woodstock.
I wonder where they are today, because they would still be alive.
I'd like to know.
Hopefully. But yeah, I don't know.
And the parents. Like,
were they told that?
It was pretty much a just say yes to drugs situation. So
that's true. I didn't think about that. Plus, you were born
in that case.
A very gross place. No offense to the Woodstock fans, but I mean, there's poop everywhere. There's pee everywhere, you know. There's just...
Probably some throw up.
Yeah,
and...
let's just live like they did in the old days.
I mean, didn't it get really muddy?
Woodstock, Woodstock, it gets a lot of credit. Apparently great music, obviously. But that is not an event that I have any desire to back in time to go and experience.
You just watch old footage of it.
Really gross.
I mean, everybody is, clearly on something.
Yeah, well, of course. 1969, that's prime. But still, like, just mud mixed with...
Yeah, the rain and the mud. That's what I'm like.
Fecal matter.
Not exactly a sterile environment to be
gross. I'm like, you know what? I'll pass on that. Can I watch Beatles somewhere else
and
or
then
whoever
what
was
happened?
There?
You know, like, it's not like you just ran to the hospital. There's a lot of people and cars and...
You just give birth and you enjoy the music.
Yeah.
So casual.
cool, I just had a baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, also giving birth, one of the most painful experiences a woman can go through, obviously.
All the drugs readily available.
Can you imagine just being like, all right, somebody let's jam out. Right over giving birth. All right, special events on today. It is back to school prep day. Sorry, kids. It's coming. Every summer. The end of every summer, it's here.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, the thing that always...
But a lot of kids look forward to going to back to school.
No. You're wrong about that, I think.
No, I don't. I think some kids, the new school outfits and...
Yeah, but that's like one day, and then you get to the second day. The first day is not bad, because you get to see everybody you miss, but then it's the second day, and you're like, all right, well, now we're really into this.
Liked going back to school, but as a parent, I was like, oh.
That's so backwards.
I know.
Yeah, because every parent is usually like, all right, kids are out of the house. Dang it, for summer. Yeah. We gotta hang around the kids all day. But here's the thing. Back to school, when I was younger, the notifier for me is you'll always see the commercials that pop up. Old Navy or whoever. JCPenney or
school
Walmart. Yeah.
Supplies and clothes.
Get your school supplies. Yeah, that was the notification for me. I was like, oh, we're really getting close now. It's Best Friends Day. Shout out Best Friends. Check the Chip Day. Huh? Whatever that means. I don't know.
Check the chip.
No,
I'm
thinking sure.
Corn chips.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Maybe it's more electronic.
Oh, microchip. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Failures
I'll check
Day.
The corn chips, but what?
Failures Day.
Huh.
Shout out all the failures.
Failures are, you learn a lot.
We hope you keep losing out there.
You
shout
learn
out the
more
failures
from
day.
Failures than you do from winning.
Yeah, true.
Successes.
But not if you keep failing. If you keep failing, then you didn't learn anything. So shout out to those people.
True.
The
if you
failures.
Just make that your bar.
I love Cowboys and Cowgirls Day.
Oh, well, here you are. Welcome
sure.
to Wyoming.
Yeah. It's leather. It's also Leathercraft Day, which is perfect.
Oh, nice.
And it's also, this is good for today, Relaxation Day.
I would think that would be Saturday or Sunday.
It probably, I'm assuming it's just the 15th, so it'll be Saturday next year. Okay. I would assume.
I see.
For August 16th, Saturday, August 16th, Julie Newmar's birthday. She was Catwoman in the Batman TV series, the original Catman, Batman TV series. She's 92. James Cameron, director, 71 years old. Dude
Titanic.
Makes, yeah, good. Now he's just Avatar guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't make
Never
anything else.
Never saw that.
We owned that movie.
I know.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
I know, but I never saw it.
Really?
Yeah.
First one's not bad. Second one's... Thing about James Cameron, he's very innovative when it comes to a lot of the special effects that he does. Like the movies,
there's always
Avatar's incredible. No, I mean, you gotta have a message in movies. But he writes it like he got a team of like second graders together. And we're like, yo, how do we write this to really make it obvious who the bad guys and who the good guys are?
I would venture to say Michael Bay does that. Relationships.
And Michael
like
Bay's
junior high when he writes the women's
Michael
part.
Bay writes like a... he doesn't. I don't think he writes very much.
Well, whatever.
James Cameron
does.
Is a writer for a lot of the Avatar movies.
The action
movies.
Parts are good. The rest.
Yeah. He directs that way. I'll give you. He directs like he's a junior high kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Ooh, we'll do a lens flare and a cool explosion out of nothing. Because I'm 11. Angela Bassett, also a great actress. She's 67 years old. Madonna, also 67 years old.
Wow.
It's a big day on August 16th.
Yeah.
Steve Carell as well.
Oh,
63.
Wow.
Happy
the
birthday.
Office.
Yeah.
And a lot of other things.
40-Year-Old Virgin, one of my favorite comedies all time.
Funny.
Love Steve Carell. And then also, it happened August 16th. Elvis Presley, he died at his Graceland mansion in Memphis of heart failure caused by abuse of prescription painkillers.
Today?
That was August 16th.
How old was he? Does he say?
It doesn't say.
I know he was a lot younger than when I was a kid, and I remember hearing about that, and he was a lot younger than I thought he was.
Yeah, a lot of people say towards the end he did not look, obviously, but he did not look.
Poor guy. I mean, I watched that movie about him, and it's like, geez.
Died on the toilet.
Yeah.
Fun fact. Also, I like Elvis, but Graceland, one of the places, like, I don't see the appeal. Mm. You know what I mean?
Well, you weren't an Elvis fan.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I enjoy Elvis. I like some of his music, but...
that documentary about him is good.
Which documentary? Well, there's probably a ton of them. I'm not going to ask you to name a movie.
Yeah.
You thought Jumanji was Jungle. also, August 16th. Actually, let's go to August 17th because we got more birthdays to get to. August 17th, Robert De Niro, 82 years old. Another legend.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he's only 82. Wow. I mean, the son.
He has a
young
son.
But he's younger
too.
Than I thought.
He has like a 3-year-old child.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Hollywood. I believe that. Sean Penn, he's 65 years old. Donnie Wahlberg, 56 years old.
Oh.
The less
new
famous.
New Kid on the Block.
Yeah.
And Blue Bloods.
That blows my mind every time. New Kids on the Block, he was part of that. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. He
I did not
Marky
know
Mark,
that.
But he left.
Wait, Marky for... Mark wasn't New Kid
Mark
on the Block?
Mark Wahlberg was, I think, very in the very beginning. He did a couple songs.
But then Mark.
Well, let's ask Steve Sisson.
Became
the
famous
90s
for his own
aficionado.
Thing. He became famous for Good Vibrations.
Yeah.
Which was a
he
solo
might not
thing.
Have been. Yeah, he might have bailed.
And they became an actor. So mm-hmm. did Donnie.
Yeah.
And Austin Butler. He's 34. Austin Butler. Older than I thought he was. He was an actor in the movie Elvis. How about that? There's a tie.
I don't know him.
Yeah, you do. Have you seen Elvis, the movie? He was in Dune Part 2. He played Fade Rotha.
Okay.
Yeah. He was also in a bunch of other stuff. 1970, and on August 17th, this is very cool, Venera 7 launched, and it would later become the first spacecraft to successfully transmit data from the surface of another planet, Venus.
Wow.
They landed something on Venus and said, hey, what do we do? We just transmitted
Isn't
something
from
it.
Isn't that amazing? So
yeah,
amazing.
I don't, honestly, those guys don't get enough credit for,
I mean, like,
I could never, I can't even imagine doing that.
How many
that.
People know that?
Probably not a lot. Not enough.
Now you know.
Now we know. That's going to wrap it up from us. We're already done. 7:59.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep. Fox News coming up at the top of the hour. Swap Shop after that. So stay tuned.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks for sticking with me throughout the week. Bob will be back on Monday.
And you'll be back.
A nice fist pump in the air for that.
You'll be back just a little later.
Yeah, pretty much. I'll be back at the 7:30 time slot where you expect me. All right. Julie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
James Timberlake here on AM 930 and 103.9 FM KROE.